Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I love Rose Steiny. Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, here's the question that I've had for the last couple years about the WNBA and women's basketball. Is it ever going to be enough for the fans that aren't huge fans of the WNBA? Like, it's just never going to be good enough for a certain segment of fans.
Now, when you say the product,
correct. There's a group of fans that find it impossible or difficult to watch the women without comparing them to the men. And if you do that, of course the play isn't as quality. And like a lot of people, I don't think can get past that.
Well,
they're the ones that you kind of need to solidify ratings.
And as a basketball lover, Steiny, and I love the college game too. I love the fact that the WNBA plays when the NBA's off season is going on. Like,
of course,
it's too much to root for the Valkyries. It's not too much, but you know what I mean. You couldn't have games going. Venues wouldn't even be open for the Valkyries and Warriors, the Fever and Pacers. So I love that it gives me ball during the off season. But I did some homework. The minimum salary right now around the WNBA, Steiny, $66,000.
Okay, they work 4 months a year.
That thing should be up at least $500K. And that's on the low bar. Like, it's the NBA should be as I'm just
the 12th person on a WNBA roster should make $500,000. By the way, that'd be more than a lot of NBA players if they're like a second year player on their minimum. But
then you called me crazy during a break. They didn't hear. I think the WNBA, this is your baby. This the WNBA.
Right.
They're getting you know what when it comes to wages. Step in and somehow fix it or help Adam Silver.
Well, first of all, it is Adam Silver. You know, they're connected, but Adam Silver runs the NBA. They have a commissioner for the WNBA.
But should somebody have to ring Adam Silver's phone and say, hey, can you help us here? Or should he want to do that?
What's your gripe? They should get paid more.
What I just said,
like they will.
Oh, it's coming. All right. Well, they're saying the TV deals some entities might get in on it and there'll be a surplus of bread and it could rise. But I just thinking right now, as much as I depend on it for entertainment, again, I'm not, you know, spending money outside of in regard to wages for these players. I just think it's an eyesore that it's the WNBA where money is just running rampant, but yet, you know,
but it's
they're playing for money. They're getting what word am I looking for? It's nothing, basically.
The problem is that the WNBA is not respected by the NBA.
Well, then that's a major. Why do you say that?
One reason I say it is because when the ABL was competing, was trying to create their own league under Joe Lacob, quite frankly, they were playing their season in conjunction with, you know, what all women play, like women for their entire careers, play basketball from late fall to the spring. That's basketball season, whether you're in high school or whether you're in college. Well, it's not for pros. They reach the highest level and they make them play in the summer over a 4 month period because for one reason and one reason only, because the NBA is not playing. Like, I mean, like, Does that make sense? Yeah, it probably makes sense to some. To me, it's an indication that they just want, they want to control the they want to control the WNBA. They want to keep them in their little box.
Wow.
And like the NBA is not looking to make like a huge star out of the WNBA.
But now you got the Angel Reese's, the Caitlin Clarks,
and the
Brittany Stewart's that are now, you know, with their mouth and their platforms lobbying for more pay, because it is, I do believe, Stani, blowing up. And maybe the 40 games, you're going to laugh, could go to 50 or 52.
Well, it's 44.
Okay.
Right now. Well, okay, it may go to 52, so they're just going to cram more games into that period of time. They don't want any kind of overlap with the NBA, or at least very minimal.
Okay, I'll say this to you.
Minimal.
All right, I get that part of it, but you asked me a number. I didn't have one. I just looked up the minimum wages. Will you admit, though, as a whole, they're underpaid? Because you feel confident that they're going to get more down the line. And my question would be why? And I think it's because what we saw at the All-Star game and those T-shirts, pay us what you owe us.
And what do they get? What are they owed? Like, what do you think they believe they're owed?
A professional athlete salary to where you really can take – you know what? I got to be careful here. I don't want to go spree well, Stoddy, but more than what they're making now, man.
I mean, should – the other thing is, like, that. This is my point on the WNBA. The NBA wants to keep the women's game just as an adjunct to the NBA. That's why they want them to play in the summer when the NBA isn't playing. And as long as the NBA has that attitude toward the WNBA, it's going to be hard for the WNBA players to make as much money as they want, because the NBA is purposely kind of limiting the WNBA's
But don't
success.
You understand? Help me. This is where I'm getting hung up on, Stoddy.
It's too much
at one time.
Okay,
why would
fine.
They play simultaneously with the NBA?
Because
that's the beauty of the WNBA.
Because they're taking a back seat
year round.
Right. They're taking a back seat to the NBA.
Okay.
They're not as important as the NBA. The NBA has made that clear. They don't want the WNBA to play while the NBA is playing.
Totally,
I don't know how
it.
You look at it, but the way I look at it is, okay, then that is an indication that you never really want the WNBA to grow like you would want the men's game to grow. The NBA isn't, like, that's not their number one goal.
Wow.
Their number one goal is to cosmetically have a league that fits perfectly into the NBA schedule, and the women's, the WNBA doesn't make as much money, doesn't make a lot of money, so they won't have, they will be able to keep salaries down.
Then why do you say what you said last segment, Stoddy, that you're confident that they're going to go up the salaries?
Well, they're going to go up some. They have to. But again, I'm just asking you what – I don't know what the 12th player on a WNBA team should make when they're in – and again, I'll just say it. They're in a four-month season. They play a third of the year. So they're never going to make a ton of money. They're just not. It's a four-month season.
Just based on that.
And that's what the NBA wants. Like, they want to compact this league so that it doesn't start to, like, that it doesn't get like the NBA, where guys are make, or where women are making, like, that huge a percentage.
Wow, man. I'll say this to that. That should never be the goal, to surpass the NBA, because you're not. But when you think of, they're the origin, they're the birth of the WNBA, and what it does for ball fans that miss ball in the offseason, and now, you know, these players are balling to where they've got their own traction. And Caitlin Clark is bigger than some NBA players, but that's neither here nor there. Regardless, Donnie, of why you know and the few games, okay, you're right. We know what it is. You can't interfere with the NBA regular season, but the bottom line is you still got to put some respect on the pay because of what I believe is a growing sport or attitude.
Okay, then why are – okay. But then the players want more money, clearly. You know what I mean? And the WNBA is going to give them money.
Okay.
A little more. Mm. They're not going to get what they want. Like they're
because you got more teams coming into the league.
You think the WNBA players aren't going to find out exactly what the NBA players found out after the last collective bargaining agreement? They're going to try to institute a hard cap. They're going to try to do exactly to the women what they've done to the men, only it'll probably be more punitive because they have less leverage and they'll get more money for sure. But I think they're going to be disappointed because I don't know how much leverage they have. Let's go to Justin in Petaluma. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Wanted to put some context on this conversation.
All right.
The WNBA is working at a negative $40 million structure. So where are you going to get the money from?
Well, they're talking about new TV deals and partners coming in to showcase a WNBA game almost every day of the week. So they're saying that's where it could come from if those deals do go through.
All right. As a marketer, let's put this on top of it. Women make 70 cents on the dollar men make. That's across the board in the United States.
Right.
Now you're dealing with that. And then Title IX, do you remember that?
Sure.
So we're dealing with that still. That's never really been resolved. Like they try to constitute certain things.
Justin, what's your big point here?
The women are never going to make the same as men.
Yeah. Yeah. And Justin, I'm not saying that, but more than what they're making is what, and people saying put your money where your mouth is. You got to have some. Justin, I'm saying what they're getting right now, easy for me to say, is peanuts. I'm not saying give them what the NBA players are making, but there's got to be some type of bump.
He hung up.
That's what I'm saying, Stanley. I'm daring not to. Now, that's unrealistic. Okay.
Of course they're going to get a bump, but.
Couple bumps?
No.
A bump to make them happy?
No. Like, this. They're not in the business to make the players happy. They're in the business to give them a deal that makes the most sense for the WNBA and the power and the owners. Just like, I don't know. Are the Warriors going to do something with Kuminga just to make him happy?
No.
So like, they're going to negotiate tough. The NBA as it relates to the WNBA.
And here I am thinking Silver's going to do everything, losing sleep to hate to see the spectacle that was, if you want to call it that, Saturday, pay us like you owe us. I'm thinking all the powers to be that are so outspoken on racial issues and all that divide, you know, that when social unrest was going on, Adam Silver was, I was thinking he would pick up the phone to make the call to help. But now you got me thinking otherwise.
Yeah, I mean.
But it's not a threat to the NBA. That's why I'm like, okay, Kyle, you're going to laugh here, but do what's right.
Yeah, it's not a threat to the NBA because they'll never allow it to be a threat. This is the NBA's JV league. The WNBA is the NBA's JV league. And that's the way they want it. That's the way I look at it. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Murillo.
Our guy.
Murillo's in Petaluma.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Petaluma. How you guys
sir.
Doing?
What's doing up, well.
I'm interested in the subject. That's kind of how I call you guys, subject-based. But this weekend I saw that, and I kind of read onto it. And I think, look, I want to touch on two things here. First, women's sports and men's sports. Team sports, because we don't do that in the Olympics. In the Olympics, the individual sports, any sports, we take it for what it is. We see women performing. We measure them to what they are. Now, we try to do that with the team sports with men, and it's not fair because there is, of course, a handicap physically here. And women and all the process they go through physically. So I think if you try to compare the sports, it's never going to, you know, measure to your expectation. Now, as far as the salary, one thing that I read into is,
moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I don't think, first of all, I think some of them make unlivable wages, $60,000 a year, some of the players. So, Guru, you have a point, but Stein, you also have a point, because these things need to be separate. The NBA doesn't want to attach themselves that much with the WNBA. So they need to go independent on this wave of audio, ratings that they're having, and share with the players, because what I read is the players want a better share of the revenue instead of having it at 10%, which they get, to be at least closer to 50% as the players get. They don't want the same numbers as the players. They want the same percentage. I think that's right, where the conversation is. So maybe, you know, both sides can be pleased, I think, here. But people need to leave women's sports for what it is and appreciate for what it is. Because we do that at the youth level. Why can't we do at the pro, as we do in the Olympics, right, with individual sports? So that's my opinion. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Marilla. Appreciate it.
Wow. Yeah, and again, so now, you know, I ain't been in no boardroom, but the bottom line is I just feel like there's some prestige, and I understand the WNBA, you know, a lot of eyes weren't on them, but it's starting to happen now, and Juju Watkins is coming out soon, and I believe more athletes are going to be on prime time with hopefully multiple television platforms. But when you have the prestige, and you're letting me know what it is, of the NBA in your name, I'm just thinking that constitutes, you know, Morelli was talking about some players not even being able to make a living off of what they're getting paid.
So I'm just playing devil's advocate. They should be able to make a living on 4 months' work. Like, see, that's what the NBA. I think they want a 4 month season, and they want these women to have to play overseas in the off season.
Man. But that doesn't sound right. Like, I don't think fundamentally, like,
well, it's just not right, quick, but that's
a boxer
or
UFC, they get their chicken on one fight. But if we say, well, how many
individuals?
Fights?
Yeah. These guys are part of a union, and they're going up against the owners. And here's the other thing, you know, you said, well, why would they want to compete against their own product? They're not. It's not the same product. There's nobody that thinks women, the WNBA and the NBA, are the same product.
And that's what makes me like it.
Well, that's why they should, if they really cared, the WNBA would play the same at the same time as the NBA. Because they're not the same fan base. How many times have we had somebody go to the Valkyries game and say, the crowd is not the same as the Warriors. It's different. It's a completely different crowd.
Is that a bad thing?
No, that's why I think they should be playing while the NBA's playing.
But you think about all the venues that, you know, because some teams play at the same location, like Stani,
that wouldn't be fixed. I mean, look what happened. The Warriors, the NBA changed a game in the playoffs against the Rockets because the Valkyries played. You could schedule the Valkyries while the Warriors are away, and the Warriors are away when the Valkyries are home.
But listen, to a guy that loves sports, and I told you this, Stani, I think the WNBA is tracking well. Wouldn't that just be too much at once for them to play while the NBA play?
View it as a different sport. It's not the same sport. There's not a lot of overlap, I don't believe, between
you know, just think of a Valkyrie game and a Warrior game, or, you know, obviously the Valkyries would be on the road when they're home, vice versa. But that the beauty of the WNBA to me is it keeps ball year round.
Right.
And
right.
I got you on the 4 months.
Keep them in their little enclave. That all I'm saying is the NBA does not want the WNBA to have an 80-game season and the same kind of setup as the NBA. They want to keep the women as a summertime sport. And the reason they want it is because they, it's the JV league.
But they still want to make money off of them.
Sure.
That's what the players are trying to get a larger piece of.
And they will. I think they will.
Well, why do you naturally say that? It's going to go up because the TV deal is going to be more substantial. Yeah. But the question is, how much of the pie will they actually get?
That man.
And is it going to be commensurate with what their league is producing financially for these teams? There's going to be three expansion teams within a five-year period, which hasn't happened before. So obviously there's more money flowing into this league and people are looking to get a piece of it. Someone like Juju Watkins makes 10 times more in college what she would make her first year as a top four pick. Like, that's kind of, like, that's unfair.
NIL.
So I think the players are just trying to argue that when this eventually happens, this TV deal, they're not looking to make the same as men. They're just looking for a larger portion.
No doubt.
Because people are going to profit off of them, whether they like it or not.
Because I'm going to the games. My margarita costs the same at Chase for the Valkyries as it does at the Warrior game.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying, the team store was full, Stoney, and I'm like, Evans is saying, of people buying merch, instead of giving us 10%, let's get that bad boy to 40 or 50.
Well, it's not going to 40 or 50 in one collective bargaining agreement. I'd be shocked. But Golden State G Leaguers, $4.99. On a super chat, NBA players get 49% to 53% of the BRI. WNBA players get 9% to 20%, and it's less money. Obviously, the women need a better cut. Yeah, they do. They will. They'll get a better cut, but they're not going to get half the revenue. They're not going to say women are getting 12% right now. We're going to give them 50. They're probably like going to get 15.
Let me read this, and you and Evan help me out. Not being real, and the listeners. Goo, the UFC actually makes money, buckets of money. The WNBA loses money. They lose buckets of money. But if Evan just said what we talked about, three new teams are coming in. Stoney, could you guys explain to me where they're losing money at? Because when I went to the Valkyrie game, I mean, that team store was full. There was a line to get in, yada, 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 with the everything that goes with that. But how could they be hemorrhaging, losing money on what? The viewing? Because now they're talking about Prime. All these other entities want to showcase a WNBA game one day a week to where it might be three or four.
I mean, when they've apparently recently, Evan, is this true? They went to private charters. They're not flying commercial anymore.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of money. Like, that's a lot of money that they, you know, are now spending. I mean, the other thing is, the Valkyries are doing great. I haven't looked at attendance on other teams.
All right.
Are there teams out there drawing 4,000 a game?
I got to imagine that might be accurate.
Well, then that's going to lose some money for you.
It's probably operating costs versus what the current media deal is. But the point is, the media deal at the next CBA is going to drastically increase. And so they're trying to make sure they just don't get left out the way they obviously felt left out from their last one.
Let me tell you what they're going to try to do. Let's just say they get 10% of the money of the BRI.
What they make now.
And the pool is $200 million? Let's say that's the number.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say the new TV deal is $1 billion.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you what the WNBA is going to try to do. They're going to say, we're going to keep it at 10%, but, you know, there's a bigger pool, so you guys are going to get a raise, but we're not changing the percentage.
But see, that's still wrong, though, to the essence of what Evan's talking about, what we're talking about. It's not either, I mean, they're privy to that.
Privy to what?
The 10%, even if it went to... No, thing's got to go up.
It will go up because the TV deal will go up.
No. But I think that's the whole point of the pay us what you owe us. It's about the percentage. It's about the slice of the pie that they don't feel like they're getting.
Right.
The pie is getting larger, but their piece remains the same.
Well, the percentage of the piece remains the same.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's still not what they feel like they're owed, because they're already behind where the NBA is anyways. Again, they're not asking for everything, but they're asking for a larger portion than what they're currently earning.
Right. And so I'm just telling you, I think the NBA will be like, so wait a minute. They want a bigger percentage
yes.
of the pie, and the pie's getting bigger. Like, they're not going to go for both those.
Well, it's not problematic for a lot of the older players, but if you see value right. in marketing Caitlin Clark,
man.
Paige Beckers, Juju Watkins, like all of these up and coming stars, and you see money in them, then it might behoove the NBA to actually try and appease these young. And that's maybe where Plum is not afraid to throw a Clark under the bus and saying you weren't at this meeting, because she might be looking at this from the bird's eye view and thinking this is actually far more important for your generation than ours. And you weren't even willing to show up for this meeting to try and fight for something that's going to impact you.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.